Star 94.1.
All right, we didn't spend too much time last week, Jen, talking about the updates with Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux.
Yeah, we kind of mentioned it. We mentioned that everybody went from super sad about this A-list couple. Everybody thought Jennifer Aniston had finally found her happiness. And to like everybody was just devastated. And then within about a minute, it dawns on you, wait a second, Brad Pitt is also single.
And everybody got excited at the thought of the two of them getting back together, Brad and Jennifer.
Yes.
Because they were America's couple from, what, the 90s, right? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Early 2000s?
Because his movie career was just about taking off. She was on Friends and just taking off. Like, they were at that peak of Hollywood stardom at the same time, and they were just this perfect couple together.
And then he ended up doing that movie with the vixen, Angelina Jolie, and she ruined everything.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith on the set. Things got steamy.
JP made it his mission this weekend to find some clips of Brad and Jennifer, America's couple.
Back in the day.
Back in the day, and he said it was surprisingly hard. But he found a couple.
Brad Pitt, I love you, and I thank you for holding me together, man.
Ooh. Yeah, and thanks to you guys now looking for these clips, I know that they were together from 1998 to 2004, so thank you very much now that I know
okay.
that. Maybe it'll come up in trivia night. Who knows?
They six made it years. A solid six. Okay.
All right.
Hollywood's most camera-shy couple went public Saturday night as Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston hit the town.
Now, they were married, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and Angelina Jolie is the one who broke up that marriage.
She has later in interviews said that, we fell in love on the set of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, forgetting that, oops, yeah, that's when that happened.
All right, here's what I think we should do with this. Because the question everybody's asking is, should Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt reunite?
Is there any chance that would actually work?
I think we need to find someone. 404-263-0941. We have to find someone whose relationship somewhat mirrors Jennifer and Brad's and call us with a success story.
Okay, so your story could be the proof that this could work with them.
Yes, 404-263-0941.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
Looking for a needle in a haystack, really, because I'm not sure this could work with Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt. Everybody, of course, so upset that Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux are getting divorced. They announce their separation, but then the thought dawns on you. It's like the little thought bubble, boop, 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 over your head. Wait a second. Brad Pitt and Angelina got divorced. Brad and Jen Aniston could get back together.
But do you even want that? Why would anybody even want that?
I don't know, but we're leaning on you to see, is there any chance that this could work? Could your story prove they could be happy forever? They could find their happily ever after, Jeff.
This is destiny. This
destiny.
Is destiny.
404-263-0941. If you think it could work because of you.
Renee, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hey, I was calling because I've been in a similar situation before.
Really?
Yeah, I actually married a guy that was like totally led astray. Like, I feel like this happens all the time with women like Angelina Jolie. They just lead these men astray. And this happened to the guy that I married, like that I was with, and he left and then went and married this other woman. And they had a bunch of kids, and then I decided to take him back because I feel like he's my person, kind of like Jennifer, like Brad is Jennifer Aniston's person.
It's interesting the way you say that he was led astray.
Yeah. I mean, I really feel like she manipulated him and took advantage of him and, like, you know, like, messed with his head and everything. And I feel like I feel really strongly about him being my person. And I feel like as long as he doesn't fully cheat again, then we'll be fine.
Okay. So is he still in touch with her? If they had kids together, they probably still have to talk.
Yeah. I mean, as long as he doesn't, like, if he sleeps with someone else, like, that's one thing, but he just can't ever leave me again.
Wait, what?
Like, he's my person, so I feel like as long as he doesn't fully cheat on me again, we'll be fine. Like, okay. I know you have to have contact with this other woman because their situation and the kids and everything.
So are you bracing yourself now for him to mess around with the mother of his children?
I mean, like, just, like, he's... People go through things all the time, but as long as he doesn't fully cheat, like, we'll be okay. I think we'll be okay because he's my person.
So, oh, wow.
Okay. What does that mean, really, that somebody is your person? What does that mean to you?
I think we're just meant to be, like, kind of like Brad and Jennifer, like, they're each other's person, and it's just supposed to work out, like, that's your soulmate, I guess, mm-hmm. like, kind of.
So no matter what your person does, it's okay.
Yeah, like, as long as he doesn't leave me, we're okay. We'll be fine. As
would
long
he
as
he feel, like, would he feel the same way about you?
I would think so, yeah. I would think so.
Huh.
Wow. Okay.
So there's a...
There's hope.
There's a sense of hope. This is
not
so
really.
Sad.
Yeah.
Where's their hope?
Just being polite.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hopeful.
Okay. There's just an era of sad. There's a like an aura of sadness around this. Mm-hmm. All right, Sarah, Renee. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, really hopeful, right?
No, I was just trying to be polite to her.
Okay.
That's her life.
Sad. Her life. our ratings. Sarah Incoming, welcome to the show.
Hi. Yeah, it totally can work.
Really?
I had a similar situation. I got married young when I was 20, and my husband was 19, and we were married for about 2 years, and then I was actually the one that cheated, and we got divorced, and about 5 years later, we met up for coffee, and we had stayed in contact over the years, and we both had, you know, our other relationships, and we've actually been dating for about 3 years now, and he proposed 2 days ago, so we're actually starting to plan our second wedding.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Congratulations on your engagement. That's
Thank
wild.
You.
That is a wild story.
I just think that sometimes people are meant to be together, but sometimes it's just not the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What do your families think of it, Sarah?
I was just going to ask that, especially his.
Well, my family wasn't a huge fan of his to begin with mm-hmm. when we got married the first time. They didn't think that he was good enough for me and, you know, what families do. His family was actually really upset when we got divorced because they were like, oh, yeah, she's the best thing that ever happened to him. Yada, yada, yada. And I feel really bad because I'm the one that cheated. But at the same time, we were both really young, and things happen.
Wow.
But
so you're...
he's always been the love of my life, and I've always been the love of his, and we just never could get over each other.
Wow. Well, there's your hope for Jennifer and Brad.
If
you're rooting for him. Shannon in Atlanta.
Yes, hi.
You were married for 2 decades and then took a vacation.
Yes, it was actually happened earlier in our marriage. I met him when I was 14. He was a little bit older. About 2000, he kind of went, you know, the other way, and we were separated for 3 years. We both had different partners, and we got back together, and here we are. We're still together.
And you feel like this is your person that you're supposed to be with?
I would imagine so, because we both came back together willingly. There was no hunting, chasing, whatever, but it happened, and we're still here.
Wow. So mm-hmm. your advice for Jennifer Aniston would be go for it.
Yeah, go ahead, if that's what it is.
Yeah, some people go to Disney World. Some people go to Angelina Jolie Town, which is also called Fantasyland. All right.
I guess it's a possibility. It could work.
Now, sometimes we do topics, and we have every phone line lit up for the entire duration. And sometimes we just get three calls with three good stories. In this case, it was three good calls. So maybe we'll, maybe it's not as prevalent as people think.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star. 94.1.